Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Lamed Beis, and we are on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. Let's start with the Mishnah. Start with the Mishnah as we continue and finish up the last couple of dafim in Baba Malikin this week, as we head towards the third parak, which is all about Bishul Parakira, but we still have a couple of days while we are in Bame Malikin. Says the Mishnah, Al Shalosh Averos Nashim Mesos Bishas Leidasan. For three Averos, women, Rachman al-Islam, don't make it through their childbirth. And childbirth is a dangerous time period, and as the Gemara will talk about, at a time of danger, that's when HaKadosh Baruch was more medaktik in terms of looking at people's actions. So there are three Averos that women are Mesos, Bish'as Leidasan, Al-Jehenan Zahiris Benida, Bechala, Ubadla Kasaner. Those three are Nida, Chala, being Mafresh Chala, and Hadlakas Aner, and lighting the candles. We discussed a couple of days ago to diak on this Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says that it's not parallel. It should be Nida, Chala, Ner. Or Prishas Nida, Hafrashas Chala, Vakas Aner. Right? If you have the verb and the noun, it should be both. Right? So why Nida, Chala, and Had Vakas Aner? So Rabbi Kiva Eger's diak is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and then in the Mefarshim, that the women are only responsible for lighting the candles, the actual lighting, but the husband should be misakin the candles and fix it up and set it up. Hadlak asaner, the lighting of the candles, is incumbent upon the woman, and she should do it. Mashenkein, the setting it up and getting everything ready, that is on the husband to do. That is in the Shulchan Aruch. And Reish Samach Daled, the post can quote that that's what should be done. What happens if a woman, Rachman al-Islam, doesn't like candles? So we said, the Mishnah said, this is one of the Averos that Nashim Mesos Bish'as Leidasan. By the way, the acronym, the abbreviation is Chana. Chala Nida Hadlakas Aner. Also, that works with the way that the Mishnah says it also. Chana was medaktik. What happens if a woman forgets? Woman forgets to light candles? So that's the Knas that is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Hilkas Halakas Neris, Reish Samach Gimel, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yehizahir La'asos Ner Yafeh. One should be careful to make a nice, beautiful candle. V'yesh b'chavin la'asos shtei psilos. Some are makbid to have two wicks. Echad k'neged zachar, v'echad k'neged shamar. One k'neged zachar and one k'neged shamar. The two candles, right? We think the first two candles are k'neged the father and the mother. No, it's k'neged zachar and k'neged shamar. The minug is to be most of candles based on the number of children. But the first two candles are zachar v'shamar. Those are the two, right? That's the story that we're going to have, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Shabbos, Laman Gimel, when we talk about the Lag Ba'Omer story, Laman Gimel. We talk about the Rishon Bayachai coming out of the cave, and he'll see people carrying two hadasim. But we'll get to that. Keneged Zachar v'Keneged Shamar. The Ramah adds on, V'yecholin lahosip v'lahalik shlosha arba neiros v'chei nagu, the minhag is to light more candles. But then the Ramah quotes, Ha'isha sheh shachacha pa'machaz lahalik. If a woman forgets to light a candle, she forgets to light one shot one Friday afternoon. It's crazy, it's busy, and so Madlekes kol yameh shlosh neiros, she adds on a candle. It's known as the Knas, quoted in the Rishonim, ki yecholim lahosif al davar amechuvan keneged naged davar acher uvad shelo yifchos. So the Ramah quotes the minhag that many are aware of, that if one, a woman forgets to light candles, so then she has to be madlik an extra one forevermore. The shaila is, you know, are there kulas that one has in this sugya? Right? Because generally women don't want to add on another candle. Right? They don't want to add another candle. So are there kulas? So there are a number of kulas that most of the time, poskim, if they want to, could find a kula. Number one, was it forgot? Did she really forget? She was busy with, right, what's the knas? That she did it, she forgot. She wasn't doing anything else. She was sitting, relaxing, and she forgot. But most of the time, what happens, a woman is, if it ever happens, that a woman is busy and crazy, and there's stuff going on with the kids, and the this, and the that. And then a woman, oh, right, she ran out of her shower, 18 minutes, that's it. Right, so is that part of the knas? Wasn't her fault, she was doing her best. So number one, maybe that was never nigzar in that case. Number one. Number two, poskim say, what if it's manazeh when there are electric lights? Major machlokas. Maybe the whole knas doesn't apply to manazeh. Why? Because the whole knas was, as we had earlier, why did we light halakas neiros? Either because of oneg Shabbos or covet Shabbos, as we had a couple of days ago, covet and oneg, abaya and rava. Remember that Beis Halevi we had last Sunday about halakas neiros Shabbos chova? We had that earlier. Or, we mentioned earlier, shalom bayis. All different reasons, but assuming it's shalom bayis, so a woman, if she didn't light the candles, so she's going to cause a lack of shalom bayis. She's going to cause strife, and in that way, it would be problematic for the relationship. But if there are electric lights anyway, so then what's the, it's not as much downside, because it's light anyway. You have electric lights. So maybe the whole knas doesn't apply. Number two, so sometimes it wasn't her fault. Sometimes the electric lights. Other times, sometimes, I've gotten the shiloh more on a yontif than on a Shabbos. I've gotten the shiloh, well, it was Simchas Torah night. You come back late from shul, you just serve the meal. She doesn't remember. She went earlier with the kids for hakafis. She comes back, and she didn't like candles. So maybe the whole gzeira doesn't apply on yontif. Maybe it's only on Shabbos. And again, is that shachacha? That could be shachacha, but that's another extension. So there are various kulas that one might be able to rely on. Again, maybe some poskim are, you gotta be mosif. But that's the halacha. So we paskid that if one wants to be mosif candles, one's mosif. One is never poches candles. One never lights less. Rachmanel Litzlan, if somebody loses a child, we don't light one less candle. Right? Once one lights a certain number of candles, that's the number of candles that stays lit. Okay, the Bir Halacha says, what if you forgot to light a certain number of candles? Usually I light five, but I'm thinking you light four. He said, that's not called shachacha. Because the Iker...
If you're traveling, you also light all the candles?
No, if you're traveling, the Iker mitzvah is one candle. That's the minimum. Lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. Right? You don't say lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. The Iker mitzvah is one candle. The minhag is not to light less than two. That's the minhag. But that is just a minhag. That's why generally the minhag is that if a woman is not at her home, she just lights two candles. Right, it's terechat to light somebody a candle in somebody else's house, or if a man lights candles, a man is somewhere who has to light candles, so the minhag is to light two candles. That is the custom. Okay, there's a lot here. This is Reish Samach Gimel, but that's in terms of forgetting. But our Mishnah talks about that if Rachmana Litzlan, she is not Zahira in it, so then that is one of the mitzvahs that she has to be extra Zahira in, and if not, Mesos B'Shas Leidos and Rachmana Litzlan. Okay, says the Gemara, why these three? Nida, my time up. Why by a Nida do we say that it's specifically B'Shas Leida, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, he'll kill Kala B'Chadre Bitna, Lafichach Tilka B'Chadre Bitna. She did something wrong with her Beten, right? So too, she will be Nilke, she will be punished through her Chadre Bitna. Good. Tainach Nida. So fine, that explains Nida. Chalav Adlakasre, Maikal Meimar. Why dafka those two? What's the Mida connected Mida? Kididarash, Hahugalila'a, Ale, Derav Chizda. Like that Galilean, that person from the Galil, Darshan in front of Rav Chizda. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Revius Dam Nasati Bachem. I gave you a Revius Dam. I gave you the halachas of Revius Dam. Al Iske Dam is Harati Eschem. Al Iske Dam. I warned you. Revi is dam, meaning Hashem, I gave you life. Revi is dam is the shear of tumah. How much dam do you need to be metame ba'ol? So Revi is dam, Rashi says, chayi adam tuluyin ba. The life of a person is talion. So I gave you life. So be careful about iske dam. Be careful about iske dam because harati eschem. So that's a nida. Next, racious karasi eschem. I called you racious. B'nai Yisrael are racious of Klal Yisrael. The first Rashi in the Torah, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru racious, Bishvil HaTorah, Bishvil Bikurim, Bishvil all the items that are called racious. Gracious Karasi Yeschem, I called you Am Yisrael racious. Al Iske racious is Ati Yeschem. So I warned you about racious. I warned you about the Chiv of Chala. So to be careful, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvos to parallel all the matanas that we have. That's why we always have to, the more we do the mitzvahs with the items, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us will be zochah to the matanas. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes at length on the mitzvah of benching. He talks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us shefa and gashmias, and we have to take those gashmias and be mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with those gashmias and do mitzvahs with those gashmias. Person has a house, so then putting up a bezuzah, putting up a mak, as we'll talk about yesterday, whatever, every asset that a person has, one can use for a mitzvah. So too, a similar idea. Shem gave us, he calls us racious, and we have to be nisar in the racious area. Next, neshama shenasati bachem kruyaner. The neshama that I gave you is called a candle. So be careful with the candles that you make. Right, this is what we had 2 days ago. We had this on Friday. Right, we spoke about the ner. You could put out a candle for a sick person on Shabbos. So because the ner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is docha the ner of Basar Adam. But there is an ner of Basar Adam right here. It's iske ner. His harati yeschem. Im atem mekaimim osam mutav. If you fulfill all of these mitzvos, fine, wonderful. Vim lav, already knows the lishmaschem. Or this last one it's referring to. If you're mekaim the ner, fine. If not, I'll take your ner. You have to be careful with my nair. Why does a woman specifically light the Shabbos candles? The chiyuv is equal on a man and on a woman. So what is a woman? I think we mentioned this a couple of days ago, but let's just do it a little more in depth now because we're talking about a women's obligation. So there are two reasons. Two reasons according to the Torah, but it's a Rashi. Rashi right here quotes two reasons. Rashi quotes on top, second line, Kidarina Bereshis Rabba. Rashi quotes the Medrash. Pretty unusual for Rashi ala Shas to quote a Medrash. Rashi ala Torah quotes it all the time. Rashi right here, Bereshis Rabba, he ibda chalaso shalolam, she caused the loss to literally the chala of the world. Sha'al yada nitra Adam arishon, she nitram kechala. Adam was like the chala. Adam was hufrash from the ground. Right, he was taken afram in Adama. He was taken from the ground, just like we take chala from a dough in order to perfect it. Adam was taken from the ground in order to perfect it. V'kivso nero shalolam v'shav chadamo. And she extinguished that candle, she extinguished that chala of the world, and was shofech the dam of the of Adam in a causative way. So that's why she lights the candles. Rashi, in this Medrash, throws in all three. Chala, ner, and dam. All three get into the Medrash. But that's number one. That goes back to Chava. Number two, v'od, shetzarchei habayis tluyin ba. Number two, all the tzarchei habayis are totally on her. I like to expand that to mean that she sets the environment in the house. She's the akeres habayis. The woman is the one who really creates the environment in the house. And therefore, candles are part of this environment, setting the environment for Shabbos. And therefore, this is part of her, the responsibility that the Torah gives her. Obviously, if she's not lighting for some reason, then the husband lights. Right, I think I mentioned once, but one of the achronim suggests a beautiful idea that there is a minhag. Not that one has to follow this minhag, but there is a minhag that sometimes women don't light candles the first Shabbos after they have a baby. Scored the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Not that it should be done, but just if one has this minhag, one has this minhag. You know, my wife lit candles the first couple of times. So, but again, if one has this, it's wonderful. But what's the svar for the minhag? Not that you have to keep the minhag, but the svar for the minhag is one of the achronim suggests is that she already brought so much light into the world this week. She doesn't have to she has to make it up. She already brought light into this world. Unbelievable this week. So that's why you can go on the husband. So if one has that minhag, then that's the svara for the minhag. But if one doesn't have the minhag, you at least know the svara for that minhag. What happens if a husband says, well, I want to light this week. Sorry, I know you always light, but I'm really in the mood. And the woman's like, no, it's my mitzvah. What if he lights? He wants to light. So this is a discussion in the poskim, but the Bach says he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to. The Bach says, She'ein biyado ish l'tchoses ishto b'mitzvah zu. You're not allowed to. It's the woman's mitzvah. Elakivan da'hanashim musharas bo yoser tadlikivit tavarech v'lohu. What if he does it anyway? So this gets into the world of stealing mitzvos. But the Gemara Mesechus Chulin discusses this. Somebody steals a mitzvah from me, I have to pay them 10 gold coins. Yud Zehovim. Could they both light? That's probably not a good idea. It's one bias. One bias that they should have both different rooms. Maybe they're going to talk about, but it shouldn't be done. It's one family. Says the Sefer in the Sefer Likra Shabbos, which is all about the halachas of halachas neiros. So he quotes there: "Im hiktim habal lahavlikas neiros." If the husband went and lit anyway, ain sarach l'shalim la'asar zehuvim. Kidin chotev mitzvah. The yeshem and the chayav l'shalim la. I don't know how many bank accounts this family has, but either way, machlokas achronim. Is this called stealing a mitzvah? Because the halacha gives it to her. But what if he does it? Obviously, it's inappropriate. But if she does it, is it called stealing a mitzvah? That is a discussion in the poskim. Obviously, it definitely for shalom bias reasons, it is not something that should be done. The husband has enough mitzvahs. Let him do the mitzvahs that he has to do, and let the wife do the mitzvahs that are given to her. Good, we continue. So, continues the Gemara, though we have the two reasons why the woman is the one that lights the candles. Rashi quotes here. The Rambam, interestingly, just quotes Sarchei Abayis. The Rambam doesn't quote the other Medrash. The Torah quotes the other Medrash. The Rambam just quotes Iske Abayis. Continue. Umayshna b'shas le'dasan. So why dafka b'shas? We spoke about these mitzvahs. Why dafka b'shas le'dasan? At the moment of birth. So there are a number of mishalim given for the idea. It's all the same idea. That this is a woman is very vulnerable at the time of Leda. Right? It's a makam, time of sakana. Whenever there's a makam sakana and vulnerability, so she always needs extra shmira. A person always needs extra shmira. Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in terms of the Chatzar and the Kala. Those are the days that they're most vulnerable because the sun really wants to get you on days that you're really accomplishing something and you're having kaparas avonos. So that's why it's a minhag of having a shomer on the day of a wedding, because that's also a vulnerable moment. So the Gemara here gives all these different mishalim. Amar Rava, nafal tura chadav sakina. If the ox falls down in front of you, sharpen the knife. meaning now the ox is vulnerable, it's right in front of the person, so that's why you wanted to shech this ox, so do it right then. Abaye Amar, Tafis Tiros Amsa, if the Amsa, the maidservant, is rebellious, Rashi says Tafis is Tarbet, Tiros is Pesha, if the maidservant is rebellious, if she did something wrong, Bechad Machtera Levi, with one stick, take care of her. Get a mashal for any type of averas that a person does, Rahman al-Aslan, at a moment of sakana, you know, one fell swoop. So, time of sakana, when a woman has a baby, Rahman al-Aslan, it's a dangerous moment. Right? But it's one of the only situations in halacha where one is allowed, l'chadchila, to put themselves into a dangerous situation. Right? A woman's allowed to have a baby. It's not only allowed, right? It's a mitzvah upon the husband. She doesn't have a mitzvah. For various reasons, as we've spoken about, I think, last week. We spoke about Drachad Achinom of the Meshachachma. But anyway, she's not Mechuyavis, but she's allowed to put herself into the situation. What else are we allowed to put ourselves into a situation like that? So that's part of life. So says the Abaya, even though you're allowed to, but it's still a danger, and therefore one has to be careful. B'chad Matro Levi, and the mashal is, if the maidservant does something wrong, and everybody does things wrong, you know, we have to be careful, because one stick could take care of all of the items, all the actions that were done wrong. Rav Chisda Amar, Shivke Laravia. Leave a drunkard. You don't have to do anything to a drunkard. Diminafshi Nafal. He's going to fall down by itself. He's going to fall down by himself. You don't have to do something to him. He's just going to fall down and he's going to, you know, lose himself. You don't have to do anything to the drunkard. See, meaning if it's a situation that's going by itself, you know, one doesn't even have to do anything. So, you know, each mashal might point to something unique. Rav Rashi here says, Shafke l'ravya l'shikar, ein chatzarach l'hapilo, shu yipo me'ela, fall down by himself, kacha isha, omedes le'leid, mishen is abra, a woman is omedes to have a baby once she's pregnant, v'itzricha l'vakish, l'akadosh baruch hu, liftach rachma. She has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please open my womb. V'hu nimna, v'hi mesa me'elel. Kol hani mashal hedyo ninu. These are all dangerous situations that one has to be careful about. Next, Mar Ukva Amar. Raya Chigra, v'izi riatan. If you have a lame shepherd and the sheep the goats are running away, abav chutra mili v'abedari chushbana. Abav chutra, at the gate of the field, mealy, right, there's something to talk about. And also the opening of the area where the sheep are, chushbana, then you can make a cheshbon. Meaning what? Once the animals are out, once they're out and they're running and the shepherd is lame, then it's already too late. It's already, you can't help. Right, so to hear, if it's a dangerous situation, right, while they're inside, before the situation is lost, so then fine, there's something to talk about while they're still inside the gate. But once they're out, so then it is more difficult, right? The end of the next Rashi. Avo mishigia la pesach asakana, once you come to the door of danger, if it's richa lenisim, shamas kirna vonosea, there one is, one's avonos are analyzed. That's what we try not to put ourselves into situations where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to perform and check out our actions, whether a nes is right to be performed or not. Remember we had the end of Maseches Brachos on Daf Samach, whether you're allowed to daven for a nes. Right, with Leah Imenu, when she was pregnant with Yosef, and she davened that the baby something should happen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched the babies with Yosef and Dina. As we discussed then, whether it's appropriate to have to even daven for a nes. Rav Papa Amar, last one. Abav Chenvasa Nefishi Achi Barachmi. At the doorway of a store, meaning when a person has a lot of wares and he's selling a lot of things, he has a lot of friends. Nefishi Achmi Barachmi. Everybody loves him because he's in a great financial state and everybody wants to be friendly with him. Wonderful. And he's safe. Abav Bizyone. But if a person is having bizyonos, well, achiv lo marachmi, all of a sudden he loses his friends. All of a sudden nobody wants to be friends with him when a person is not in such a, you know, person is in dire straits. We can't be fair weather friends. That's the line of this Gemara. If somebody is a friend, they have to be there forever. But if somebody is in makom sakana, then sometimes it's more dangerous and people leave him. Okay, these are all mashalim related to the fact that a woman is b'shas sakana when she has a baby, and therefore one has to be more careful. The gavri hecha b'vtiki. So this is the shas leida is when a woman is in a dangerous situation, and therefore her avonos are nivda, nivdakos very carefully. It's scrutinized that she has to be very careful. What about a man? What are the moments in a man's life? So Amar Eish Lakish, B'shosha over Malagasher, when they walk under a bridge. Well, man walks under a bridge. Gesher v'sulo, emakein gesher, like a bridge. Basically, any dangerous situation. Whenever a man is in a dangerous situation, that's the parallel to a leida of a woman, and therefore, one has to have extra tefillas then, and daven for extra protection, because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bodek. Rav lo avar b'mavra d'yasa v'akum. Rav never went in a mavra, in a boat that's crossing the water. He never went in a boat that had ovdei kochavim also in the boat. Amar dima mifkad le dina ale. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take out the din on this other guy. Umetfisa batei, and I'm going to be collateral damage. So says Rav, I try not to go on boats with people who I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is going to take care of. Shmuel lo avar el b'mavra d'is be'akum. Shmuel the opposite. Shmuel says, I dafko found somebody like that to go on a boat with. Amar sitna betrei ume lo shalat. A satan can't be in control of two umos at once. Chavon al Islan, it's interesting. We find that tragedies strike all nations, right, equally. But here Shmuel says, at least on the boat, maybe specific individuals. When there's individuals involved in a certain makam sakana, so lo shalat, so Shmuel dafka tried to get some, be with somebody on the boat. Rav Yanai badik va'avar. Rav Yanai just checked the boat to see if it was a safe boat. Then he went on. He didn't worry about the metaphysical. He just made sure there was a proper proper safety features, and then he went on. Rav Yanai l'taimei to amar la'olam al yamar adam makam sakana lo mer she'osin lo neis shema ein osin lo neis. Person shouldn't stand makam sakana hoping for a neis, because maybe a neis won't be done to the person. And if a person has an ace done, then he will have nikui zechuyos. Nikui zechuyos, right? We don't want nisan to have to be done for us, because then it might be taken out of our account in the future. Therefore, we should just want to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopefully take care of us. Be'olam hateva. The Besulis Yisharim writes towards the end of the Sefer that when, you know, somebody who does dangerous items, that's not, and relies on an ace, even if he's a very pious person, that's not called a chassid. That's called a shota. We have to live in this world and take proper care of ourselves and not try to rely on nisim. Again, obviously, if somebody's in a tragic, dangerous situation, we could daven for as much as we want. But to dafka do it, to put ourselves into a situation where we'd have to be somech on an ace, that is something, says the Mesulz Yisharim, that is inappropriate. Good. Amar v'chan in Maikra. What's the pasuk that alludes to us that we, if we use an ace, so it might use up some of our schuyot, that's Avraham, Yaakov Avinu. Katonti, Mikola Chasadim, and Mikola Emes. Yaakov says, Katonti, because he had some nisim, he was protected throughout Vayetze from Lavan, and up until now from Esav, which he's davening more for. So he says, Katonti, I have become smaller from all the chesed. Rabbi Zeira b'yoma d'shusa, lo nafik l'beni dikla, Rabbi Zeira b'yoma d'shusa, on the day of Shusa. What does that mean? Rashi says, when there are strong winds. When there are strong winds, in Yana Deyoma. Lo nafik l'beni dikla, he didn't go between the trees, because he was worried, he was nervous. He evacuated, right, when there were strong winds. He didn't take any, he took all the precautions that he needed. Rav Yisrael b'rei Rav Yehuda, la'olam yivakish adam rachamim shelo yechle. A person should daven that he doesn't become sick. Shim yechle, because once he is sick, omrim lo haveis chus v'ipater. Because once he's sick, then he has to, where's the burden of proof? Before a person becomes sick, it's easier to prevent yourself from becoming sick than to get healed from being sick. And that's why a person says refa'inu even if they're feeling great. Right? We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't become sick, so that it is easier. Because once a person is sick, Rachman al-Assan, the burden of proof falls on the matzilim, and therefore that's more difficult. Amar ma'urkva ma'ikra, how do we know that? Ki yipol ha'nofel mimenu. You should put up a ma'ake on your roof or around any dangerous situation, because the nofel might fall. What do you mean the nofel might fall? He's not a nofel until he comes to your roof. But he's called a nofel. Mimenu lahavi raya. Right, mimenu for lahavi raya, mimenu we darshan, that from him he has to bring a raya if he wants protection. Or similarly, tana de verbi Ishmael, ki yipol hanofel mimenu, ro izelipo mishesis mei bereishis. This person was destined to fall. Shaharei lo nafal, because he didn't fall yet, v'akasav kro nofel, and he's still called nofel. So one might say that, what do I have to put a gate on my roof for? If the person is supposed to die at this moment anyway, he's supposed to fall off the roof, so he'll fall off, because Baruch Hu wants him No, no. The answer is we don't want to be involved in anything like that. If a person doesn't put up a gate on his roof, then he's a chayiv, and we are megalgal in chova al yidei chayiv. We shouldn't want to be involved in that, right? It's the mitzvah of makah that is all the way at the end of the Torah in Parshas Ki Seisei. Interesting discussion in Ma'akeh. We know Ma'akeh has an asay and a los asay. Asay v'yasisa Ma'akeh l'gagecha, and v'losasim damim b'veisecha. This is asay of Ma'akeh, and this is los asay of having any dangerous situation in my house. The lumdis, and the Achronim talk about the lumdis of the mitzvah of Ma'akeh, how much is it maisa oriented? Mitzvah of Ma'akeh is more about the act. Or how much, which is probable, is the totsah oriented? It's more result oriented in this regard. Ma'akeh, right? It's maisa versus totsah. First major nafkamina the Mechas Chinuch discusses is, can a non-Jew build it for you? Is there anything wrong with a non-Jew building one's ma'akeh? So the Mechas Chinuch says, you have to build it yourself. The Mechas Chinuch in mitzvah, all the way at the end of the Torah, in Kitav Kuf Mem Vav, mitzvah 546, says the Menchas Chinuch, Pashut, he says, let me just find the line, Chiyav ala mitzvah b'chol rega, rachav alav, ala mosa mitzvah aydei cheresh shotev akatan o aydei goy, lo kiyem ha-mitzvah, ubital mitzvah zasei. Wow. The Menchas Chinuch says, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis ala gavra, like any other mitzvah. And therefore you got to build it yourself. Even if you're not in construction, you got to learn about it. You're right. If you do it through somebody else, that prevents you from violating the losase. Because the losase is result-oriented, says the Menchas Chinuch, but the mitzvah zase is upon you or your shliach. It has to be somebody in the parish of shlichus. Kemo hafrashas trumas or maestras. O kedoma bahar be mitzvahs. Huge chiddush. Who argues with this? Most importantly, the Machane Ephraim. Early Achronim, around the time of the Shulchan Aruch, Machane Ephraim writes that you can have a guy do it, and not only that, you can make a bracha if a non-Jew does it. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, when we spoke about the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram, who says if it's late Bein Hashmashos, and a woman didn't get to light candles, she could have a non-Jew light candles, and she can make a bracha on that. Because the Magen Avraham, and I think the Magen Avraham quotes the Magen Ephraim, right? He says this result-oriented mitzvah, just like the Halakas Davis, and you can even make the bracha, we don't paskin that way. We paskin if a guy lights it, okay, you can have a guy light it, you can't make a bracha on that. But the Magen Ephraim says it by Ma'akeh as well. Even if a non-Jew does it, I can make the bracha, because it's even the assay is result-oriented and focused, and therefore if I have a non-Jew do it, so I am covered, and not only do I not violate the los asay, I even am mekayim the asay. What? Again, there are another nafkaminas that talk about how much is this a kiyam and a maisa, how much is it not. The Shibali Haleket quotes that it's usur to be doors. You can't trample on tzitzis, your sukkah, or ma'akeh, because of bizui mitzvah. That's an interesting Shibali Haleket, or Rav Sikya Arofi, one of the Rishonim. That type of idea of bizui mitzvah by the physical gate, that also points to the fact that there's something special and unique about the assay, not just the los assay of getting it done. Okay, hopefully maybe one day we'll have a shir, maybe the next Afi'in shir we could have will be on the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. Maybe we'll figure out when to have that. Okay, we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. We continue. Mi shechalav anata lamus, rachmana lisban, somebody is on his deathbed, omrim lo, hisvade, why are we talking about this here for? Because we just spoke about mesas b'shas leida, so some of these halachas. So we tell the person on the deathbed, du vidui, sheken kalam mumsin misvadin, because everybody does this before they die. Adam yosei lashuk, we'll get back to that, let's just do a little more. Adam yosei lashuk, if somebody goes out to the marketplace, we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us every second of our lives. Every second, no matter where we are, somebody goes out to the marketplace, Yehidome Be'enov Kamisha Nimsar Lasardiot. We have to picture it in our minds as if we were given over to the Sardiot. We were given over to go in front of the judge. We're being judged in front as we go out to the shuk. Because who knows what could happen? We're crossing the street. Chash Barosho, person gets a headache. Yehidome Be'enov Kamisha Nasnuhu Bekolar. He's already been judged. The prosecutors have already judged him, and we're being let out to the punishment. We have to feel that once a person's sick, they're already in a more dangerous situation. Allah lamita v'nafal. Person is so sick that they have to go to bed. Yehidome be'enav kemoshe he'eluhu legardom lidom. They're already brought up to the platform where one is judged, and one is punished. Shekalolo legardom lidon, because anybody who goes up there, im yeshlo prakliten gedolim nitzo, if he has a lot of defense attorneys, they'll come to his rescue. V'imlave no nitzo, and if not, he won't. So what are our defense attorneys? V'eluhin prakliten shel adam, tshuva umaisim tovim. Tshuva umaisim tovim are our defense attorneys. Doesn't even say limud here. If somebody needs a defense, tshuva umaisim tovim. The Maharsha says right here, this Gemara hints to the Midrashim that talk about that every mitzvah and the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that every mitzvah that you do, you create a defense attorney in Shemayim. Right, so that's what it says. It says Prakletim, and every Tshuva Maisim Tovim creates all of those. Right, every his lashon is a malach. Every time you do a mitzvah, a malach is created that's going to go to bat on your behalf. And Rachman al Islam the opposite. V'yafilu Tishame Os V'tishim V'tisha Malandim Olav Chova. Even if there are 999 prosecutors, V'echad Malamed Olav Schus Nitzol. Of one zechus, one mezake, one straw mezake, that can outweigh. Shneamar im yesh alav malach melitz echad mine aleph lahagid aladam yashro, to tell a person his yashrus v'yichunenu, and then he will be found favor. V'yomer pateu meired the shachas v'chulu. Good. So even it's not 999 to 1. Rebbe Lazar Barosh Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, a little different. Afilu tushame os v'tisha v'tisha ba'osa malach lechov v'echlus chus. There's one malach. And he has 999 reasons that he's find problems with us, and one reason that he finds sechuyos nitzol. Even that should ever melitz echad mini aleph. It is all within one. The Shulchan Aruch here discusses this idea of vidui. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Ches discusses Rachman al Islan. If somebody's in a situation, or somebody's grandfather, or whatever, in a situation, Shin Lamed Ches, one has to be careful. Not to lamus omrim lo hisvade. Va omrim lo, and we tell the person, har be hisvadu v'lo mesu. We're not telling you that it's so, right? We don't want to make the person have tirif hadas. We tell him that he should do vidui, then he'll know the end is close. So we have to make sure that we couch it in terms that it doesn't scare him. You know, just do vidui. You know, a lot of people have done vidui, and it's just a precautionary measure. V'har be shelo hisvadu v'mesu. U'bischar atom hisvade atochai. B'schar that you're doing vidui, then everything will turn out okay. B'cholam hisvade yishlach el olam haba. And if he doesn't know how, in the yolaz v'adav b'fiv yisvade b'libo, v'chulu. Chachmas Adam quotes, Chai Adam quotes, in 300 years ago, that the minog of Berlin, haminog b'kihilos kedoshos u'v'prat b'kihilos kedosh Berlin, whenever a person was sick for 3 days, they did vidui with him. So that way, nobody ever thought anything about how serious they were. A person could have the flu for 3 days. Right? The third day after a person was sick for 3 days, they always did vidui. That was the klal, and everybody knew it. So once they came after 3 days vidui, everybody said, okay, fine, we'll do vidui now. Right? That was the adur. V'lakach ein lecha lidong mizeh klum. He says, V'lachein taseh v'chulu, v'kivin sheva'osan ha'kihilos ha'min ha'kein, ein achol lidong mizeh klum, v'chein roi l'sakin b'chol ir v'ir. We should make certain rules, says the Chavos Adam, so people aren't scared. Ach b'malkam, she'in minag zeh, ein omrim l'kein l'chola, she'mi yidag amisaso. If it's in a certain situation, where a person is in a precarious situation, and one is worried that if they say, you know, vidoy, the person will just lose it, so then don't do it. Don't do it. Right? It's more, the pikuach nefesh, that's right in front of you, is more important right now. Tan Rabbanan, let's continue. So the first version is, like we had in the Mishnah, three Averis and women die in childbirth. Rebbe Lazar Omer, Nashim, Mesos, Yolados. They die when they're young, not specifically when they're having a baby. Rebbe Acha Omar, Ba'avon, Shemachabsos, Tsoas, Bnehem, B'Shabbos. Wow. Their child dirties up their clothing on Shabbos and they wash it. They violate the Malacha of Libun. Right, that is right. They're worried about their kids, right? So you got to. That's not something that should be done. And that's the Yalodos Mesos Bishas because of that Avera. V'yesh Omrim Al Shakaron La Aron Hakodesh Arona. Or if people don't have the proper covet for the Aron Hakodesh in Shul, they call it an Aron, like any closet. People don't trade by. It's not obviously just a word game here. It means that people don't have the proper kavod for the Aron, for the Torah. So that's when people might be punished. Tanya, Reb Shmuel ben Elazar, Omer, Bavon Shnei Dvarim, Ami Ha'aratos Meisim, for two things. Al Shekorin Laron HaKodesh, Arona, number one. V'al Shekorin LaBeis HaKnesses, Beis Am. And they call the shul a Beis Am, a gathering place. Call it a gathering place, right? They don't, people who don't have proper respect for the shul, that also could lead to tragedy. If you look in the back, one of the achronim in the back, the Chachmas Manoach, says, what do you mean, Knesses means gathering place also? If you call that a Beis HaKnesses, he says, no, that has come to be something deeper. Shabizayin hu lefi shemiyachtam abayis la'am v'lo la'Hashem. Ubazesh sholem imenu ha'kedusha. Avok sholem Beis HaKnesses, Am Shalom Osome Hashem. Shay Loshan Knisa Shagam came Bishrina. Shay Nechneses Shamhi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is Nichnas to the Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, that is not a negative. That's not a negative word. Good. Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shlosha Badki Misa Nivru Beisha. There are through Badki, meaning three times that one is checked. Three Badki Misa Nivru Beisha. V'yamila Shlosha Davki Misa. Davki means it's stuck to a person and it goes with a person. Nida V'chalav Al Kasaner. So what's the difference? Lashonos of Badki and Davki. Chada Krebe Lazar. One is like Rebbe Lazar, who said earlier that it is Yelados. Yelados, that's one of them. And Chada Krebanan, meaning the one that talks about Badki, that's the one that she's checked at the time of her childbirth. And the other one goes with the other sheet. Davki goes with the other one of Yelados. Tanya, Rishon Aliyalomer. Other halachos, hilchas hektish trubos umaisris, heidin gufei Torah. These are tremendously important. A person could create a status, could create kedusha on a certain item. Hektish truma meiser. It's amazing. I could be makdish something. I could create truma. I could create something that could bring misa and kares to others. That's the power of hektish trumas and meisris. They're gufei Torah. V'nim seru la'amei aretz. And the Torah gives Ne'emanus to Ame Haaretz on a Daraisa level to create these. Yes, on a Darabana level, there's something called Demai. Rashi points out that Rov Ame Haaretz are Maaser, but we're not sure. You know, so there's a Chumra Darabana in certain cases, but on a Daraisa level, everybody has Ne'emanus in these areas. Tanya, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Ba'avon Nidarim Mesa Isha Shel Adam. Right, the next blot and a half, we're talking about Averis. Right, and things that we should stay away from. Bavon Nedarim, somebody who makes Nedarim, and Rachman al-Tan does not fulfill them, Mesa Isha Shal Adam. Shneamar, Im, Ein Lachal L'Shalim, Lama Yikach Mishkafcha Mitachtecha. If you don't pay, if you don't fulfill your Neder, so why should your Mishkaf come from under you? Obviously, you could think, why is it the wife's problem if the husband is doing it? So obviously, it's not something that, so I'm at a case where the wife might be involved as well. So one of the Achronim, discuss one in the Masifti, because one of the Achronim, there was a case that came in front of one of the Rebbes. That there was a husband and wife that were having some marital strife. So the husband kept making nedarim and not fulfilling them, because he wanted to have this Rachman al Islam, this Gemara Fale. He goes to the Rebbe. He's like, I don't understand. I mean, you know, they're all this money to the shul. I'm not paying. My wife's still doing wonderfully. So the guy says, it's an onesh. It's an onesh. Right, that's the Gemara. It's an onesh. Bavon menedarim. If you're trying to do it, no, shlo yechote niskar. It's kind of like a joke, but that's Rachman al Islam, trying to use chazal that by doing averis. Anyway, we will continue. The Chashuke Chemet, just once we have it open, Chashuke Chemet has a discussion in terms of nedarim. There's a nedarim. Somebody was no dare. He bought chasen brachos, or chasen Torah, one of the chasanim. And he gets the Aliyah wonderfully and fine. He finishes the Aliyah. After the Aliyah, they're checking, and the Torah happened to be Nifsa. It was an Apostle Sefer Torah. So, could he say, Mechatos, I want my money back. Right? I was never noder, almanas, that, you know, it should be Apostle Sefer Torah. So he said, I asked my brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he says, no. He says, it's fine. You bid the Eved, what do we paskin? We paskin your Yossi with Apostle Sefer Torah. Right? When you find the Psalm in the Sefer Torah, Chas V'Shalom. You start from where you left off. You don't have to read the whole parsha again. Machlokas Rishonim, whether you're allowed to lane from Apostle Sefer Torah. We're Machmer Lechadchila, but we're Mekel B'diavad. If you know it's possible, you're not allowed to lane from it, but once you lane from it, then we don't have to lane it again. So here too, the Tzibu was Yotzei Der Chiv, and therefore, that is not called a neder that was unfulfilled, and therefore, the person cannot complain. Weiter, Rabbi Omer, Bavon Nedarim Bonim Mesim Kshem Ketanim, Rachman al Islan, Bavon Nedarim, children die. Shinema, Altitan Espichal Achteis Besarecha, don't put your mouth to a sin. Valtomer lofei hamawach kishgagahi lama yiksof alakim al kolecha v'chibel asmasi yadecha. Right, they're going to ruin based on the sins of the mouth. Your maisi yadayim will be affected. Ve'ezi maisi yadav shal adam avi omer banav ubanos of shal adam. Right, what are the maisi yadayim of a person? Those are the children of a person. The Mishnah in Ksubis, the fine days. The Mishnah talks about cases where a man is allowed to divorce his wife without paying the ksuba. Most of the time, Rachman al-Islam, if a person wants to divorce his wife, he has to give her a ksuba. But there are some cases that not. For example, Ha'overes al-Das Moshe, Das Yehudis. What are those? Mishnah gives certain examples. If he feeds her food that was not ma'usar, non-kosher food, she lives with him as a nida. She doesn't tell him that he shouldn't go to the mikvah. Lo kotza lo chala. As Rav Schechter points out, that all of these are, they're not just stam sins. If a woman's b'chalal al-Shabbos, and the husband wants to divorce her, he has to give her a get. He has to give her a ksuba. Right? All these cases, only if the woman is doing a sin that is undermining the marriage, so then it could be a divorce without paying the ksuba. Not stam averis. Only where there's a specific sin that relates to the marriage. So all these, giving the husband trey food, or misham shaso nida. But what else is in the Mishnah? He points out, no deres veinem kayemes. So why? What does that have to do with the marriage? Why isn't that stam a sin? Because of this Mishnah. Because of this Gemara. Bavon nedarim banim mesim. So it's affecting the marriage. Rachman al-Islam. It's affecting the family. Good. Tanur Rabbanan. Bavon nedarim banim mesim. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer. Bavon bittel Torah. Bavon bittel Torah. That's what the terrible tragedy comes. Bishlo l'man damar bavon nedarim kid amran. I know the source. Bavon nedarim. That was the pasuk in Koheles. El l'man damar bavon bittel Torah mikra. What's the pasuk that bittel Torah causes tragedy? Dechsev lashavi kesi es b'neichem. For nothing did I hit your children? Musa lo lakachu. You didn't take Musa. You didn't take Musa. Meaning in terms of focusing and living and not wasting time. In terms of the Torah, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Laman Darim Bavon Nedarim Nami Mehacha Bavon Nedarim also could come from here. La Shavi Kesias Benechem Aliskei Shav regarding Dvarim of Shav. Shav meaning if I don't keep my like Shvuah Shav, I don't keep my word. Michti, one second. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Haina Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is Rabbi. Rabbi Bavon Nedarim Kamar. Just now we had Rabbi Yehuda Nasi who said Bavon Bittel Torah, and earlier Rabbi said Bavon Nedarim. So which is it? So Basa the Shama Mir Elzer Reb Shimon, after he heard it from Elzer Reb Shimon, Bavon Nedarim, that's when he said Bavon Nedarim. But originally he had said only Bittel Torah. Period. What others? Pligi Bar Avchi Bar Abba Verb Yosi, Chad Amar Bavon Mezuzah, the Chad Amar Bavon Bittel Torah. Right, two sins that might cause Rachman al-Islan tragedies. This is, by the way, probably one of the Talmudic sources of checking one's mezuzahs after, you know, something happens, a tragedy happens. Because it's Bavon Mezuzah. I don't know. We don't check the Bittel Torah element of our lives as much. You know, mezuzahs are like, oh, that's easier. You know, check the mezuzahs. What about check the Bittel Torah? Chavon al Islan. Right, we have to check both. We have to check everything. Laman damer bavon mezuzah. How do you know bavon mezuzah? What's the source that bavon mezuzah children might be affected? Mikra nidrash lefanav v'lo lefnei fanav. Because the pasuk says that we say every morning at night. Laman yiru yimeichav mevenechem. What's right before that? Mezuzah chasatu amezuzah beisechav v'sharecha. So if you darshin mezuzah, then you're darshaning the Laman Yirbu on the pasuk right before it, but not on two psukim before it. Well, Laman Darim Bavon Bittel Torah, but if you say it's the Laman Yirbu is also related to Bittel Torah, Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Vilifnei Fanav, right? Because before that, we even have the pasuk of Vilimate Masamas Benechem, right? That's two psukim earlier. So if you darshan it on the two psukim earlier, so then the Laman Yirbu could go on both. Good. Pligi Bar Meir Rabbi Yehuda, Chad Amar Bavon Mezuzah, Chad Amar Bavon Tzitzis. We have to be very careful about tzitzis. Bishlama, again, we can spend a lot of time on all of these mitzvos, but Beth Hashem, there will be other times in Shas to focus on each one. Bishlama lamanda amar ba'avon mizuzah dechziv uchsatu amizuzah beisecho fixiv basre laman yibu yimeichem mevedechem. As we just said, arichas yamim is connected to mizuzah. Elamand amar ba'avon tzitzis my taima amar v'kahana v'itema shila mari dechziv, because the pasuk says gam b'chnafayich Nimsu dam nefashos have yonim nekiyim. Also with your knafayim, right? That thing makes us think of tzitzis, your corners. There will be dam nefashos, innocent nefashos, on your corners. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Laman Damer Bavon Mizuzah Nami Mehacha. Even Bavon Mizuzah can learn it from this pasuk. Dichsev, because the pasuk says there near Miyahu, Lo b'machteres mitzasim, didn't I find you in the tunnels? Sha'asu p'sachim k'machteres. You made certain doorways that should be chayv in mezuzah, and you didn't put up mezuzahs. So you could also darshan it from that pasuk. Amri Shlakish, kol azahir b'tzitzes. Anyone that's careful about tzitzis, tzitzis is one of those, one of the mitzvahs, one of the seven mitzvahs that are connected kol Torah kula, connected all the other mitzvahs. Right, tzitzis, and Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and Avodah Zarah, and others. Tzlaka. Kol Zarah b'tzitzis, anybody Zarah in tzitzis, zoche u'misham shinlo, he will be zoche to beiz alafim v'ches meos avadim. 2,800 servants. He'll be zoche to. In Lasa Lavo. Shenemar, Komar Hashem Tzvakos, how do you know? Bayame Mahema Asher Yachziku Asara Anashim Mikol HaLashonos, 10 people from all of the nations will hold on. Hagayim Yachziku B'knaf Ish Yehudi. They'll grab onto each corner. Leymar Nelchay Machem B'chulu. I'll go with you. So 10 people from every nation. How many nations are there? 70 nations. 70 times 10 is 700. 700 on each corner. So have that 700 times 4 is 2,800. So you get 10 from every nation. That's 10 times 70 is 700. 700 on each corner, so that's how you get 2,800. Good. Simin, shna chala, truman, exels, dina shvua, shifichusa, giluya, benevelusa. Okay, that's a simin for all the averos that are going to be discussed. Tanya, Rebbe Chaimya, omer, bavon, sinas chinam. Sinas chinam, baseless hatred. Rashi says, how do you define sinas chinam? Shalo ra'a bo dvar avera. You didn't see a dvar avera she mutul lesanoso v'sono. You didn't see him. The Torah says, "Otisras achicha bilvavecha." If he's not achichas, then you're allowed him mitzvah lesanoso. But if you, other than that situation, then you're not allowed it. So that's Rashi. Sinas chinam is anything besides sone, besides somebody who you're allowed to hate. That's all sinas chinam. So babon, that sin meriva rava betoch peso. Arguments and fighting happens within a house. Shel Adam. The Ishtam HaPelos Tefalim, Rachman al-Aslan, a woman might miscarry. Ubanav b'nosav shel Adam, Mesim k'shem k'tanim. Right, terrible things. Rav Lazar b'Yuda Omer b'avon chala, ein bracha b'mechunas. If somebody doesn't take off chala properly, there's no bracha in their assets, in what's gathered. Ume'era mishtalachas b'sha'arim. And there will be curses in the prices, meaning all your supplies that you need to buy will be very expensive. Vizarin zra'im v'achir. You'll plant things and other people will eat it. Like it says in the Tochacha, Shenemar, Afani Ezos Lachem, I'll do this to you. Vifkati Alechem Behala, Esa Shachafas, Vesa Kadeches, Mechalosi Naim, Medivas Nafesh, Uzratem Lariko Chachem, you'll seed for nothing, emptiness, Vachlu Ivechem. So what do you see in that pasuk? It says the word Behala. So I'll take your Behala, Ela Bechala. Switch the hay and the ches. So you see the sin of Chala is being referred to. They have no sin, and if you give challah properly, misparachin, then you'll have bracha. Like I mentioned the Sefer Chinuch earlier. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah in the challah to get bracha in the challah. Shnema reishis arisoseichem titnu lakohen laniach bracha al beisecha, to bring bracha. Just one more, let's do. Bavon bitul chumas amaisris, shamayim neatzar milahor talumatar. Bavon, not taking chumas amaisris properly. The field, we don't do the mitzvah with the field, so our field is going to dry up. We won't have talumatar. Vahayoker havei, there'll be tremendous expenses. Vahasachar aved, any profit will be lost. Ubnei adam ratzinachar panasasan, people will be running after their panasa. Vein magin, and they will never get there. Shneimar tzia gamchom yigzilu mimei sheleg. There'll be dryness even in the snowy season, when it's supposed to be the rainy season. Sheol chata'u. What does that mean? My mashma. Tanit v'erbi Yishmael. Because of what I commanded you to do in the summer, meaning Trumas HaMaisrus, and you didn't do, so during the rainy season, I'll take it from you, and it will be too dry. It won't rain. But if you do give Trumas HaMaisrus, then you'll have bracha with your field. Bring the Maisr to the storage house. You can even test me on this, says God. Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Im lo eftach lachem et arubos ha-shamayim, if I will not open for you the windows of the heaven, v'arikosi lachem bracha ad bilidai, and I give you bracha where it's without any limit. May ad bilidai, amarami bar chama, amarebi ad shiivlum sifso secha milo mardai. Your lips will be so tired from saying enough, 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 there'll be so much bracha. This pasuk, as we know, is the source in Chazal, I quoted it elsewhere, that one is allowed to even test God when it comes to tzedakah. Right, the only mitzvah that we can test God is Issa Daraisa, Lo Sanasu. Right, with one exception, right here. Bechanuni Nabazos, Hashem says you can test me in this. That is why we make Mishaberachs related to Tztaka. Right, Hu Yitain, because Tztaka is the only one. Tztaka, we ask for a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only one based on this bracha. Okay, we'll stop here. With Hashem, we will continue.